From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Baghdad, early this morning, a rocket attack struck the hotel where Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz has been staying. The Al-Rashid is the most prominent hotel in Baghdad and is used as a residential headquarters for many members of the Coalition Provisional Authority. Mr. Wolfowitz was unharmed, but one American soldier was killed and 15 people were wounded. From Baghdad, NPR's Jackie Lydon has more.
The barrage came just as the sun rose. 6 to 8 rockets slammed into the western side of the Al-Rashid. Nearby residents heard loud explosions and ran outside to see the hotel smoldering. Visible holes in about 8 places in the midsection of the western side of the 14-story building. Hamoudi Mimlike describes what happened.
Ten past six this morning, we awake on some explosions, and we ask the people of the security here near us. They said that some explosions happened, and the lights coming from the Al Zawra Park to the Rashid Hotel.
Zawra Park is just a block from the hotel. A trailer and electric generator were found there from which the rockets, perhaps Katusha's, one resident said, had been fired. Drapes hung fluttering from broken windows at the Al-Rashid, and black smoke darkened the outer walls. The area also houses the CPEA headquarters in a former palace of Saddam Hussein's and a press center and field hospital where the wounded were taken. These were 7 Americans, 4 U.S. military, and 4 non-U.S. personnel. These last 4 were identified only as coalition partners. But Mr. Wolfowitz told reporters Sunday that the attack is by terrorist elements who refuse to accept reality. It is no doubt a setback for the Bush administration. It sent the deputy secretary here to assess the military situation. Yesterday, a Black Hawk helicopter was downed by ground fire just a few hours after Mr. Wolfowitz left the same area in Tikrit. Both attacks underscore the determination of the resistance here and the difficulty of protecting Baghdad and securing the country. Mr. Wolfowitz said he'd carry on with his day, which includes patrolling with troops. He leaves tonight. He expressed his sympathies to the families of the attack victims. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Baghdad.